Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to all the mothers who have lost sons and daughters in tragedy. I'm here to let you know that God has not forgotten you, mama. He feels your pain. So keep your head up. A mother tears.
Get off the muscle. Kinda hard to get paper when a hater trying to bust you. Either that or the police trying to cuff you. My fear when I was young, listen, son, man, the streets don't love you. I said I know, cause they don't love nobody. And I hope God watch me, just in case they try to kill or rob me. But I told her, look, don't worry though, cause either way my story wrote. So if they cut my story short, then it was just my time
and
to
all
go.
All that's left is lots of memories, but no more hugs and kisses. True retreat.
Yeah, and here's the reason. We got those fathers leaving kids killed cause it's grinding season. No time for cheesing in the hood, Gray dug like it's mining season. Our time is needed, tears running like her mind is bleeding. What about those mouths feening? They got those triggers painted. You can't be a young black man with a hoodie and Skittles and get backed into a corner and the reason is cause those things is beaming.
Y'all ripped and taken out of your arms. Every day feels like a struggle losing your best friend. But in the end, there's a new beginning and it's waiting to begin. Gotta get your life on track and focus on the positives. Keep your head on, mama, gotta raise all the other kids. And them kids are gonna be thankful in a couple of years when they appreciate the significance of a mother's
kid. My heart goes out to all these mothers who still shedding tears. If I had the power, I would surely wipe the tears off your face. They're not enough words that I can express to help a mother with a broken heart feel at rest. I just hope to ease your pain that you're feeling inside, because I know many nights you work hard to try to stay strong even though your loved one is gone. But I hope you understand that you're in a better home. A mother's tears.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to an exciting program tonight. We're going to be talking about 400 years of our black women, celebration of our black mothers in America, in this nation, H.R. 1242, going back from 1619 to 2019 and beyond. Our executive producers, Dr. James Cannon, he is the father of entertainer Nick Cannon, and also the co-executive producer, Dr. Mary Lee of the Mary Lee Live Show, talking about 400 years of entrepreneurship. Tonight, specifically, we're going to be talking about the incredible 400 black women in our nation. It's more than 400, but we're going to be talking about 400 years of contribution. And I'm going to bring on a very powerful lady to get things started. She was with us on many of our shows. I'm Dr. Tatum from California. She's also on the West Coast. I'm bringing on a very powerful, vivacious young lady. Annetta Jabari is back with us, bringing some much-needed life to our loved ones and to our nation post-January 6th going forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get ready for a powerful lady, Annetta Jabari. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for such a kind introduction. I appreciate that, Dr. Tatum. And it is good to be back and participating once again. The Dr. Mary Lee Live Show has been such an impactful inspiration to so many, but especially on the area of bringing education, as you said, Dr. Tatum, to the 400 years of African American history, the H.R. 1242, and the incredible 400 years campaign, which allows us to bring relevance and credence to our community in various areas. And I'm excited to be on program tonight with everyone because we're going to be highlighting some of the amazing and historical African-American women and black women as we are celebrating this month, African-American mothers and mamas. And again, I think Mr. Cannon gave us a beautiful title of The Tears of a Mama. So over the 400 years. So I'm excited about tonight. Again, I know the radio audience here is probably just as excited and embraced because every week has been an absolutely amazing opportunity to walk away with knowledge and to feel fulfilled that we're doing something very worthwhile. And Dr. Lee, Mary Lee, and Dr. Tatum, Dr. Cannon, you all have been doing a fantastic job along with Michael Tynes. I'm excited to hear from him some more this evening and the special guest. But I would just like to say I'm excited to be here, and I am going to now hand the mic, going to continue the movement here to Michael Tynes, our historian, and he is an amazing young man that has highlighted so much education and brought so much awareness. But I believe that's the next order is to hand that over to you, Michael. Are you there?
Yes, thank you. Ma'am, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Yes, thank you for that introduction, Annetta. So as Annetta said, my name, I primarily act as a community advocate for self-sufficiency and socioeconomic opportunity in the black community, as well as an educator, primarily but not exclusively, on issues facing the community, such as socioeconomic disparities and systemic barriers in the community, impeding attainment of better health, wealth, and opportunities. But before we get into the main topic of discussion for tonight, I want to bring on Dr. Cannon to allow him to give an opening induction before we pass it off to Dr. Lee so we can get the show started. Dr. Cannon, are you there?
Yes, indeed. Can you hear me? I appreciate you, Brother Mike.
I can.
You know, only if I could be in my 20s again and do it all over again, I would want to do it like Michael has done it. Young man, I've come to appreciate you so very much, your wisdom, your poise, and it's a pleasure to co-labor with you in this endeavor on this radio show week after week. Annetta, I appreciate you so very much, everything that you're bringing, and I pray that Just Breathe is breathing powerfully and ready to go across the nation. Dr. Tatum, sir, I appreciate you so very much, your John the Baptist spirit and of being able to go before and make things happen. That's the spirit of a leader for sure. You know, I appreciate you so very much as we endeavor to talk about mama and 400 years of mother, 400 years of greatness. When we look at looking back, you look back like a resume. What would you put on your own resume? It's based on what you've done, your achievements, your greatness. When we look at 400-year resume, when you think about a resume and what we would put in it, if we would have to go do the research and the homework to find out what would we have to put in to our resume, y'all. Some people say, well, your resume can only be one page, but nonsense. You can't put hundreds of years of achievement on the one page. It just can't be done, y'all. If you've done anything, finished high school, had one or two jobs, climbed the corporate ladder, retired and went back to school and got some more education and went into another, you can't put all that on one a two-page resume. It may take you 10 pages. They may not want to read it, but it's your resume. It don't condense your resume when it's your turn to write your resume. Now, if I'm going to write your resume, I might condense your resume to a half page. But if you're going to write your own resume, you better tell everything about you and sing every song about you that you can sing. And we as an Afro-American people been in this country for 400 years. You can't tell our story in 1 or 2 years. Are you kidding? The singers and the great minds and the great builders and the great leaders across this nation, you cannot tell that, y'all, in 1 or 2 years. So we got to keep H.R. 1242 alive. We got to read the bill over and over again before we go to bed at night and declare, God, we got to keep this alive. It's got to become a movement, y'all. H.R. 1242, keep it alive. I'm so privileged tonight to bring the host of this show, her show, Dr. Mary Lee, kind in heart, powerful with wisdom, knows how to give it out. Sometimes people got wisdom, but they don't know how to give it out. They're not skilled in how to share it with other people. They may read the New York Times or the USA Today, but they don't know how to encourage other people to get involved in reading it. They may know how to read the grants, but they're not going to show nobody else how to read the grants. They know how to cook the food, but they're not going to show nobody else how to cook. But that's not Dr. Mary Lee. She has a kind, sensitive heart, and she's labored here with us week after week. And Dr. Lee, we just want to simply say, all of us together, that we appreciate your time, your labor, your love, your direction, your vision, your punctuality, your ability to be able to get everybody here on time week after week. We just want to say we appreciate you and much obliged for everything that you've given. We want to say thank you tonight. Dr. Lee, welcome to your show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cannon. And I appreciate you so much. And just all of you, I love you dearly from the bottom of my heart. You've been here and you've been so supportive. Thank you, Dr. Tatum. Welcome back, Annetta. And I'm so happy to hear your voice and appreciate you. Michael and Dr. Cannon, I just appreciate you all. And of course, our listening audience, our people who've been here week after week after week, we're in our second season now, and we're going strong. And I never say the sky is the limit, because I don't believe in limitations at all, not whatsoever. So welcome, thank you for joining us, and we're excited. And what we're doing, we certainly come. Okay, I've got a static in the phone. I'm going to ask everyone to mute your phones. I just have no idea what's going on. Can you guys hear Dr. Tatum or Dr. Cannon? Can you hear the static, or is it just me? Hello?
Yeah, a little static. Yeah, a little static.
It is. Okay, let's see.
Maybe someone have their window down. If they have their window down in their car.
Okay. Okay. So if everyone would at least mute your phones if the ones whose lines are open. Okay, so we're launching we're kind of shifting gears a little bit. We just celebrated a Mother's Day, but we're not going to stop celebrating mothers and women, black women, incredible black women. There's no way we're going to stop celebrating, and so we want to carry this Mother's Day theme on. We want to over the next at least 30 days, and we're going to be featuring incredible black women each day, and we plan on starting up new shows during the next 30 days. And so not only are we're going to be honoring and giving tribute to our mothers and our mother figures, but we want to kind of do it in a different way. We want to carry it on in your own show to continue to tell our story. And so we're going to encourage our special guests, their teams, and others to celebrate with us and to join us. To join us as one of the incredible 400 black women. And we're going to be doing Zoom and other types of videos where you can come on live. You'll be able to share your lunch with your mother, things that you actually did on Mother's Day. And I know so many of you did. So we want you to go live with us. We want you to share your special moments, you know, with your mother. We're celebrating Mama with incredible 400 black women visionaries with you and your mama in your lives. You can be one of these women. You can participate as a special radio guest, as our guest is tonight. You can share your poetry. You're going to be sharing your story. You can sing a song. And I do know that our guest tonight has her team on with her. And I'm hoping that we've got at least 10 women representing 100 of our 400 incredible black women. So thank you. Thank you so much. And we're sponsored by Dr. Mary Lee Live, the Neighborhood Commerce Institute, Nick Cannon Foundation, the Incredible 400 Years, the Incredible 400 Years Campaign, and A Mother's Tears. And so one thing that we want to do is touch a little bit upon the history of a Mother's Day before we go to our special guest tonight, and I will introduce her and welcome Brandy Ali. Brandy is the founder and operator of Spaland Mobile Spa and is a 10-year licensed massage therapist. She was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and has always been driven by her passion to help others. Growing up, she was determined to beat the odds of an inner-city childhood and to become successful while helping others. Brandy attended Irene's Myomassology and graduated in 2005 from Everest Institute as a certified massage therapist, also obtaining a health science degree. Brandy believes that there is nothing like making people feel better and being able to provide a service that is mobile and is the best way. So, Brandy, I'd just like for you to say hello right now. I want to be sure that we can hear you, and then we will be coming back to you. I'd like to ask Michael if he's ready to give us a little history about Mother's Day.
Hello.
Brandy first. Hi.
Hi. I'm Brandy Ali, owner of Fallen, founder. Yeah, the history is great. I created my first, well, me and my team, we created our first Mother's Day brunch, and it was amazing. We added entertainment, relaxation, food, and the mothers was able to come to a big mansion and enjoy themselves. And it was the best feeling ever. And I just want to give back to my community, to my people, and let them know that it's very important for self-care, especially in these times.
Thank you, Brandy. We're going to come back and learn more about your services and the spa land mobile spa and your team. But I'd like to go ask Michael if you would have any comments or any little bit to share with us regarding the history of Mother's Day.
I can't say I know that much about it other than, you know, there are ancient traditions, of course, of Mother's Day that go back to ancient times. But I think when most people speak about Mother's Day, they're referring to, you know, the modern holiday that was first celebrated, I believe, in about around 1907 in the United States when Episcopal, it was a church out of West Virginia that really got the ball rolling.
Episcopalian church.
Episcopal, yeah, thank you. Really got the ball rolling with that and, you know, first proposed it as a holiday to honor, obviously, mothers and, you know, the maternal aspect of the community and how much of a contribution that is in the lives of so many people within the community, especially young people growing up. So that's really all I'd have off the top of my head as far as, you know, history regarding the holiday.
Okay, thank you so much. I understand that Anna Maria Jarvis felt a profound gratitude for her mother and lobbied for a national holiday to honor mothers. And so she is, historically in the U.S., at least considered the founder of Mother's Day in the U.S., and that in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson resolved that the second Sunday in May would be designated as Mother's Day. So if this has gone on for over 100 years, I'd like to ask Dr. Cannon, do you have anything to add to the history of Mother's Day? Dr. Cannon. Okay. Let's see.
No, I'm here. The history that I see, and again, is the strength through the church as mothers would come together week after week in churches and, you know, in celebrating Mother's Day in this nation.
You know,
excuse me. We've all had mothers, and looking at how to put a smile on your mother's face would be the epitome of what a child's calling would be. You know, so looking at the church to see grandmama with mama and with the baby girl on Sunday mornings in the church celebrating Mother's Day. When I think about Mother's Day, you know, where they would pin a certain color rose, I think a carnation on you if your mother was still alive. I'm not sure. I think it was a red coronation or red rose.
Yeah.
You may know the history of that if she wasn't alive. and they would pin a different color carnation, a rose, you know, just any type of celebration, anything that we could do to just say, we appreciate you, Mama, we're grateful, Mama, and sometimes we take that for granted, you know, and I have to, you know, as men, we take it for granted, but, you know, women have been incredible, you know, Mama, great big Mama, stepmama, foster mamas across this country. Where would we be if it wasn't for Mama, if it wasn't for mothers, that mother's heart? When everybody walks away, the mother still, from her heart, from her soul, from out of her belly, she has a connection that like none other. You know, so my history, I want to hear more. I want to hear the thoughts from women of what Mama means to them, or to celebrate Mama. Can we do better? What else can we do? They say, give me my roses now. But even after that, we've done that. There's still more that could be done. You know, a precious, precious jewel is a mother who allows us to live on the inside of her, and she eats for us and grows for all of us. Are indebted to Mama. You know, one person said, I don't like my daughter. I can't get along with my daughter. My grandmother said, well, who raised her? I didn't know you had adopted children. When a mother raises a daughter well, then there should be no friction between mama and daughter. When a mama pours love into her baby girl's hair, I watch mothers as they sit their little girl down and they get the hair grease and the comb and the brush, and they put the parts in and the barrettes and they make them beautiful. Mama puts love into it. I watch Mama as she goes to the kitchen and she puts the food together, put it on the table, cooks it. She puts love into it. And then not to mention all the other personal, private things she does for Papa, or what Mama gets done as a woman, and still has to come out looking good and smelling good. I say all hats off to Mama. I say God bless mamas all over the country, that their communication with their children will get better, that the children will come and apologize, and that there will be communications where there's not communication, that we will come back to Mama and say all hail to Mama. We bless you, Mama. We praise you, Mama. We lift you up, Mama. If anybody on planet Earth deserves praise, should be Mama.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tatum.
Amen, Dr. Lee. That's a very powerful question. As I understand it, it goes all the way back to the Greeks, all the way back to the Roman period, where they, on the fourth Sunday, even on Lent, they started to celebrate honor mothers. So it goes all the way back to the Roman time, the Greek time. And more specifically, they were saying that it was a major tradition in the kingdom and parts of Europe that celebrated fell on the fourth Sunday in Lent. And it was originally seen as a time when a faithful would return to their mother church, the main church in the vicinity of their home, for a special service. Over the time, the Mothering Sunday tradition shifted into a more secular holiday, and children were present their mothers with flowers. But it goes all the way back to the ancient Greeks and celebrated on the fourth Sunday of Lent.
Thank you so much. Annetta.
Yes. Dr. Lee, I tell you, there's so many facets of a mother, I believe, and going from mother to grandmother to great-grandmother and continuing on from there. The opportunity to emulate from being a mother, I've did a little bit of the research also, as Dr. Cannon and Michael and Dr. Tatum, as well as yourself, spoke on with making it relevant to making this significant and a symbolic opportunity to highlight mothers. Mothers can be in so many ways. I personally, you know, was a mother of three and then became an adoptive parent to our son. So I know that there's so many ways, from foster parenting to there's mothers in so many ways. I know we can relate to that from our mothers and reverencing them in the church, mothers of the church, and how the wisdom that we may lack and the wisdom that we have that's bred through their experiences is such a powerful opportunity to gain and to glean from their wisdom. And as you said, Dr. Cannon, if there's nothing else but an opportunity to touch and to share that love, it's in hopes that there will be opportunities for anything that was, you know, amiss that can be healed based on reflecting on the love and the touch, because so many people are absent of that. You know, some families don't understand the quality of relationship with a mother. And especially I think that grandmother wisdom comes, I know it did for me, with the grandchildren, because you're kind of going through the motions, you know. And I know I reflect on the Bible often where it says, you know, if you eat your seed, you'll surely die. Yet we still pour in as much as we can as mothers and fathers, but mothers especially spending so much time creating that atmosphere within the family. And I don't think that there's any way we could, you know, overlook the fact that it's one of the most powerful positions that, you know, weaves that basket for the family and for the character and the future of our children and our world. So I can only say that I did a little bit of research as to how, you know, and there's so many that we can highlight, you know, some that are very, very prominent, you know, Dr. Maya Angelou, and Nina Simone, Josephine Baker. I began to reflect, Dr. Cannon and I did a project which became very relevant to today with highlighting just after Mother's Day here with Snoop Dogg's mom, his mother, that she's going through a struggle right now, and how we were able to honor her, and Tyrese Gibson's mom, and his mom was so excited. She said, nobody's ever honored me. So she didn't have a large family where she could maybe have someone to come back. But the fact that we had, I don't know if she's Dr. Brodus, but to know that people that poured into our communities is what we were highlighting. And Patricia Cornegay, that took the young people that may not have been their own biologically, but they became mothers in a community and mothers in a setting where Patricia was with finances teaching them. So there's so many facets, again, of being a woman and mother, and that it's just like you said, I don't think there's enough time on any platform to be able to identify all of the different ways that we can honor mothers. But I'm just excited today to be a part of this show. My mother is still, you know, living, and I'm very grateful for her educational position. She was an educator, and she's now 82 years old and, you know, active, and I want to be able to see my grandmother that I was able to spend time with up until she was 92 years of age. And it was beautiful, the wisdom and the solid mind. And I think if we, you know, I saw the project, and I'm sure Mr. Cannon will speak on that, or Dr. Cannon, that his son just recently did, where he highlighted his great-grandmother, Ms. Cannon, and that Cannon family, as you were sharing with me, Dr. Lee, so much incredible history that is there, especially on the side of education and platform as entrepreneurship. And I can't say enough about the gifts of being a woman, being a mother, being a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. I'm just terribly honored to not have enough to say about enough women, seems like. You want to keep digging and digging. So I made some lists just to keep it relevant, but that's what I'll say, Dr. Lee, is just, you know, I'm excited that you're taking this opportunity and Dr. Cannon for presenting this opportunity for highlighting women in this country, as African-American women.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much. We've got our... Now we're going to turn to our special guest tonight, Brandy. And Brandy, we appreciate you, and we're going to give you an opportunity and your team to express your sentiments regarding your own mother, your grandmother, and who you are. Just kind of relax and tell us your story. Just tell us your story. And I do want to ask the team members to tap 1 on your phone, and your lines will be open. I will also ask you to please mute your phone. And then we will, until we get to you, for your contributions for tonight. So, Brandy, you started up this wonderful spa. And tell us about you. I know you're also a mom. You're a single mom. And just share what you'd like to share right now, Brandy.
Okay. I am a mom, and I am a single mom. I was raised by my grandmother, who is not here anymore, a few years now. And, you know, life is totally different. But I do have my mom. She's here. I'm very thankful. Mothers, they do carry a special place in your heart because they are special. You come from them, and they are you. So you just have to embrace that and embrace everything that you were taught that's embedded in you. You have to show it to others. And that's the best part of being a mother. I created Spaland by helping my grandmother. She was, like, always, like, in pain. Her knees were hurt, and she just was always in pain. And she would take medications and different things like that. And the only thing would help her would be, like, if I massage her or wrap her up, she would be very much better. So I told her that I wanted to take care of people all over the world that's in pain, senior citizens, everyone. I just want to take care of people, make them feel much better than what they did before. And that's what I've been doing for the past 4 years. And it's been great. I love it. I love taking care of people. They call me when they're in pain, when they need me, especially when, like, the pandemic, a lot of people have not been getting massages. They've been losing loved ones. They have not been having self-care. And I've been the only one that's out here giving these people self-care, giving them what they want. And that made me feel special because that's what I wanted to do. That's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to help others while helping myself. So that makes me feel like I am doing my purpose. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I just want to give back. And I know once I do that, I can teach others to do that as well, because so many people inbox me, call me, and say, hey, you inspired me. You really inspired me to, you know, do my thing. I want to open my business now. I'm really excited about opening up my business, and I'm very excited to inspire people and let them know, don't be afraid. If you want to do this, you can do it. You just have to pray. You have to know what you want, and you have to go for it. And you can't be afraid. And once you leave the not being afraid alone and just do it, you'd be so surprised how much support you get. You get support from strangers. It's amazing because I was afraid. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to start. But I started with prayer. I started with knowing what I wanted, and I just went out and I did it, and I never gave up. I always invested. I always helped others, helped myself. I always knew what I wanted, and I did it. I have a grand, big vision, and it's so, so grand, and I just have to keep building until I get to where I want to go, and I'm just getting started. So this is so great. I'm so excited to be a part of this incredible team of women.
What are some of the developing and starting your business, what are some of the actual steps that you took? You had a vision, What did you do? What steps? What did you do? How did you actually get it going, get started?
How it started was me and a few friends were on the phone. I've always been an entrepreneur since being a massage therapist. I tried to brick and mortar, and I know that I wanted to go further than just people come to me. I didn't want to just be stuck where they're just in this location. I wanted to just travel. I wanted to make it convenient for people. And so that's what made me decide that I wanted to be different from others. I didn't want to have a brick and mortar like most people. I wanted to be mobile. I knew that we were going into a different generation. Times are changing, and people would definitely like this mobile thing. So I had the vision of just putting everything inside of my truck and just building it inside of it. And that's what I did. I had to figure out what truck I wanted. So it took me from the food truck. I thought about that. Then I thought about a regular bus. I thought about a charter bus. Then I said, no, I think I'll do an RV because RV has a bathroom, a kitchen, and a private room. So I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. So first I wrote down my plan. I visualized it. I prayed about it. I knew what I wanted, and I made it very plain. And then in the middle of the pandemic in March, I just purchased my RV. It was online. I drove from Detroit, Michigan to Baltimore. No, to Boston. It was in Boston. I got it in Boston, and it was amazing. Like, I prayed for the perfect RV, and that's what I got. And I just
so
started building on it.
Inside of the RV, I've seen pictures. Can you paint a picture of on what's on the inside of your spa?
Yeah. So.
And what other services do you provide? You have a team.
Yes, I have a team. I'm building my team now, and I already have a team, and it's getting larger. I have customized to whatever your needs is. It can be for a bridal shower, a birthday party, a dinner party. Whatever you want, we customize it for you. So if you want a dinner first or dinner after, we'll set up the table. The chef will be there. He'll cook for you. And then after, you'll have massage services or facial services or nail services. We have a full-service spa, 5-star, where we come to you, wherever you at.
Before you moved into your before you got into your mobile, where were you? You were inside. What type of places were you providing services?
I always worked at spas. I worked at an all-black spa, and a woman owned it. It was called the Woodhouse Day Spa. I worked there, and I learned a lot about the business. I was there 3-4 years. It was amazing. I love going to work. I love taking care of people. I was always busy. It was a really cool place. I love being a part of black community. And I always had the vision. I always knew that I'm an entrepreneur and I have to do this. And I did it. I had learned all the tools from working there to take it, to learn it for myself and use it for myself. And that's what I did. I learned it. I used it for myself. I knew how to become business. I knew how to help people. I knew what people wanted, and I just wanted to be different.
Okay, and you also provide services in some of the luxury hotels and business places?
Yeah, so now since I decided to go out on my own and be my own independent contractor, I contracted with a bed and breakfast hotel that does not have a massage therapist. So I bring all my services to the hotel. And the unique thing about this hotel, it's a hidden gem. It's a mansion. It's really unique. It's beautiful. And when people come to my location, they love it. they fall in love. They are absolutely in love because it's a mansion, and they feeling like, wow, I haven't been someplace. Some people never been in a mansion before. So when they come in there, they like, wow. So it actually makes them more relaxed when they come in too. And then they like, wow, you know, I want to be a part of this. They want to support. And I'm very thankful that, you know, my black people are now supporting me more than ever. And that means more than anything to me, that my own people is supporting me. And that's exactly what I want, because I want to support them and I want to support everyone.
And you have a long-term vision.
Yes, I do.
And that vision,
my long-term
is?
Vision is I definitely want to open up a men VIP spa. Eventually, Spa Land will be on a yacht where we're servicing people all over too, where they can have different options to choose from. They can choose from the RV. They can choose from the location. They can choose from me coming to you, or they can take a cruise on a yacht and have services as well.
It is so very important to dream, and it's very important to have vision. Without a vision, the people perish, or we don't get anywhere. So it's important for us to know where we want to go, set our sights for it, see the end. I always say, keep your eye, you know, some say keep your eye on the prize, but keep your eye on where you want to go. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. I think that's God's business. But it's important to believe and to trust and know where you want to go to and to see yourself there, see yourself doing it, you know, feel how you will feel if you're there already. And so you're happy, you feel joy, you know, you feel motivated, inspired to you know, write your plans out. You know, somewhere in the Bible it says, you know, write out your plan, your vision, and make it plain. This
Amen.
Is what we have
and that's
to do.
What it is.
And it's
yes.
extremely important. And then what happens then is that the Most High will bring the right people to you. We can't
My first
start.
Prayer was I asked God to send the people to me. That was my first prayer. I asked him, God, send me, because he sent the prophet to me. He sent the angel to me. That's how Spa Land got created. I was at a shift conference, and it was two people that they asked. They said, I want you to go to two people in this room, and I want you to pray for this person. This person was anointed and very powerful lady. And this lady came directly to me, and she was speaking in tongues, and she was praying over me, and me and her both were, I felt her energy. I felt everything. I was crying. She was crying. It was amazing. I never felt this before ever. And she told me, God told me to tell you, don't be afraid. Whatever it is that you want to do, do it. You help people. Help people. Don't be afraid. Do whatever it is that you want to do. And from that day, I was not afraid. I stepped out on faith. I believed in myself. I knew I can do it, and I did it. And it was just so amazing that it started just from there. She had to tell me, don't be afraid. And that was it. I was afraid.
Oh, wow.
And so that's what I want to tell everyone. Don't be afraid. If you, whatever it is that you want to do, you can conquer it. You can do it. And then when you do it, people are going to support you because they want to do what you're doing too. So they're going to try it. So it's super amazing. And I know that this is nothing but God pushing me and helping me and leading me and guiding me. So I'm just doing his work. And I promised him that I would take care of all the people. I want this to be global. I want it nationwide, all over. Some continents, some countries, I want it all over. I want people to know about Spa Land. I want people to know about this black woman from Detroit, Eastside, Brandy Nicole Ali. I want them to know about me. about what I created. I have a dream, and my dream came true. So I want everyone to see that it is, it's here. And she helps others and while she helping herself. So that is super amazing. That's the best gift ever, to help others while helping yourself. It doesn't get any better than that.
And then God always brings the right people to you. I know you have some of your team members here. And before we go to to our co-host, I'd like to ask I'd like to ask each and every team member to please tap 1 on your phone, and your lines will be open, as well as any of the mothers and special guests who are here who would like to give a tribute, to your mother, or would just like to have something to say. Please tap 1 phone. And so we're going to go first to error code 248-1198. And if you would give us your name and say who you are and what part of the team you are and what you do. Your last 4 digits on your phone number is 1198. Your line is open.
Hello, my name is Cherry Black, and I am part of the entertainment part of Spyland Mobile Spy. I am a singer, songwriter, actress, producer, and I'm super honored to be a part of this conversation. God bless all of you that are on here. I appreciate everything that you all have said so far. And thank you, Brandy, for allowing me to be a part of your vision. And as she said, we had a Mother's Day brunch recently, and I was able to perform. And, I feel like it really brought smiles to people's faces and just gave them an opportunity to enjoy themselves in a way that we haven't really been able to do, in this past year. So I'm just grateful for that. And also for the whole mother thing, I love my mother, and I'm so grateful to have her. And, just want to say thank you to all the mothers. Thank you for being who you are. You guys are so important. And, yes, that's me, Cherry Black Entertainment for Spyland Mobile Spy.
Well, thank you so very much. You want to sing for us?
Sure.
Is there anything
in particular that you would like to hear?
No, just your choice. Go ahead.
Okay.
You want to think about it and we come back to you, or you can go right ahead right now.
Okay.
Dr. Lee, if I can help her a little bit, let me take a little pressure off of you, young lady. Dr. Cannon, he has 5 sons, and I had never in my life seen anyone put the sons, not Nick, Nick, see, James worked with his children from very young, his sons, but I have been in, the most awkward places. We're talking about high echelon locations to a corner, a bank, or wherever, and he would put his one son, Reuben Cannon. He's an artist, and he's a very successful singer, and you can find him online. But Reuben was young, and Reuben loved singing. So James would be in the midst of a meeting, and the opportunity would present itself to his father, not him necessarily, and he'd say, "Son, sing a number for them. Lift every voice and sing. Do it." And I could remember seeing this young man. He was in his teens there, just melting, but because he had been programmed to show, because you never know when your opportunity presents, and that's why I appreciate you, Dr. Lee. I'd love to hear you sing. I was envisioning that on the yacht. and you know, just the serenity and the excellence there. So I just want to break the monotony, because sometimes when they throw you on the spot like that, you feel like, oh, snap, and I know you can and will do a beautiful job, but I just thought that would help, Dr. Lee. Thank you for letting me interject.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Netta.
And since I'm here and I can speak for myself, I thank God for the opportunity to speak for myself. Absolutely, young lady. We want to hear whatever you have to give to us in your own way. Bless us and be comfortable and confident that whatever's on the inside of you, God is a part of that. So the more you get an opportunity to bring it out, you bringing out what God has on the inside of you. And sometimes people don't have time to go down on the inside of you and find what's down there. You have to go down there with the flashlight, search your own heart and soul, gifts and talents, and be ready at lickety splits at any time to share what God has blessed you with in whatever humble way. So I, too, want to say we appreciate you tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for that time. Thank you for that extra time to think about it. Okay, so I'm going to sing something to encourage everyone. Okay. I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I love it. Hey.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy,
awesome.
That's so appropriate.
You don't know, you wouldn't happen to know a Lift Every Voice and Sing, little small rendition of that, little small, not the whole, little small rendition of that a cappella would be beautiful. We had just talked about on another opportunity of doing an internet competition with the song Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. That's so beautiful how you sung it. You would definitely win. Lift Every Voice and Sing was one of the songs that we talked about. New renditions from all over the country. We would love to hear a little bit of that.
Okay. I can sing the part that I know.
All right, go ahead.
That's all we want.
Okay. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
Wow.
Woo! How about that?
Amazing.
Amen. Amen. Almost started me to sing.
Oh, no.
They laughing because they don't want that. See, I know. That's okay. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, my sister. That's what I'm talking about. You know, y'all, I was raised in San Diego, California, so I really never identified with that song, the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. I never heard it, but when I went to a historical black college in Concord, North Carolina, we sung that song every week, and I listened to the words. And those words made such a difference in my life as a young man coming from the West Coast to the East Coast and embracing what our people had been through for 400 years. And that's why we're talking about 400 years of motherhood, y'all, because there's gifts down inside mothers and women just like this, and together we can appreciate it and celebrate it and make sure that the world knows about our greatness. And it comes through voices just like this that can sing our story, tell our story. My sister, I appreciate you. You touched my heart tonight. I love that song. We've got it on playback so I can listen to it again and again. We appreciate you tonight.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Black. Okay, we're gonna go on to error code 313-9405. Is your last four digits 9405? And tell us who you are and what part do you play with this? I'll call it the creative spa. I mean, because who goes and be entertained at a spa this way? Okay, who are you? 9405.
Hello, everybody. My name is Crystal Wilson. How are you?
We are well. Welcome.
That was beautiful.
And what do you do, Crystal?
I am Brandy's. I am her business partner, and I am the esthetician of Spa Land, and I also own my own skincare company called Crystal Clear Skincare and Beauty LLC. Yes, I met Brandy 2 years ago, and she encouraged me to partner with her. I was working at two spas, and she encouraged me to move forward with entrepreneurship. I was also thinking of a mobile spa, and she had this great idea, put forth the, you know, the effort and the drive, and she was pushing me, and I finally let go of the other two jobs, and because of her and me praying about it and me talking to her for hours, I let go of both of those, and I came on the team with Brandy as her business partner. And I also ended up getting my own skincare line at the same time through Global Empowerment, which is in Detroit, Michigan, through my mentor, Tiffany Cartwright. And I'm just so excited to be involved in this whole thing because I seen where she started, and this is just amazing in what it's growing into. And Brandy's the type of person that, you know, she, once she see a talent in you, she likes to push you to do more. And she's seen this in me when I didn't really see it in myself. So I'm really just excited about how our business relationship is growing and how our team is growing. And it's just an honor to be here. Thank you so much for this platform. I'm so excited. We have other things that we want to do with the spa land. We want to create a 501, Brandy and I, to actually cater to homeless women. We want to be able to provide services to them like facials and makeup and massages, and we want to create a nonprofit to do that. And I'm just so excited to see where this is going. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
And so when someone comes for your services, what would one expect?
Okay, so I use essential oils. I also provide massage, and I use my own products. They are natural and vegan and paraben-free. I use chemical peels, which are glycolic. They're not harsh to your skin. So I provide relaxation as well as massage in there and using my skincare products and giving them consultations on home care. They can also buy my products either there or Walmart.com or Meijer in September, which I was blessed to get into this year as well.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it's other women that I'm around, and they are awesome. They are actually on this line, too. They have their own skincare products, and I have been honored and blessed to be up under these women, and they have mentored me as well of how to help other women get their products into the stores. And I'm just looking forward to helping other people in that way as well. Spyland is awesome because she allows me to do that as well, bring my brand with her brand.
That's great. That's terrific. And this is how we grow. We support each other. We build each other. We do what we can do together. You know, we can go only so far alone, but together. And this is what this is all about, bringing incredible, you know, minimum. I already know we just about got 400 women, and each one of the 400 are going to get 400 more. And so, and this is not, you know, it's to celebrate women, to remember and give tribute to our mothers, but it is also to help us to build our own businesses, to expand together. So thank you so very much. Crystal, thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to say before we move on to the next one?
I just wanted to just thank you for the opportunity, one. And I did create a skincare and beauty show to highlight other businesses. So I am doing the exact same thing that you're talking about. So on the show, we highlight other businesses, Black-owned businesses, to come on the show and highlight what they're doing around the city, especially gyms around the country like Brandy's, you know. So I'm really looking forward to helping other people, and global empowerment has really instilled that in me. To help others, not just myself. So I just really love what you guys are doing. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Great. Thank you.
Dr. Lee, and to the young lady, just synergizing with you with that 501c3, get that done. Most senators, congressmen, entertainers, the first thing they do is set their nonprofit up, their 501c3. People can give to you, they want to give to you, and if you set up right, then that way they can do it. So you're absolutely right going in that direction. If you want to touch young ladies, there's a whole lot of young ladies across the country that need good wisdom, good conversation, good dialogue, good structure, mentoring. Your entrepreneurial direction is very powerful, is needed. There's a lot of young girls in foster care with children. To set up a foster home, we've talked about it. We'd love to synergize foster homes where if they stay in their home 4 or 5 years, the young girls, you get a teen mother to help them live in the house. But with that, you help them when they graduate, when they come out of high school, you help them get their own house. You know, the benefit of young girls working together, if you show them, mentor them, you get the properties, foreclosed, 4 or 5 bedroom, put the young ladies in there together. You build a family. The house pays for itself out of foster care. But the benefit is in helping these young ladies when they graduate as single moms. You help them get a home of their own with their name on it. The house will appreciate if they stay in it and take care of it and love the house. Get a team mother, someone from out the church, someone that could help stabilize and show. The house itself will be profitable. You could teach them and train them entrepreneurial skills. They will listen to you because the big carrot is when they graduate, when it's time for them to leave, you can pull from the equity of the house and help them get a down payment, get into their own house, and then that way you have them working with you. You empower them. You get an internet radio show. Help them write their own book. Talk about it on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right. Okay. Next one is 313. You're 2233. 2233. Tell us who you are and what you do as part of Fallen.
Hi. My name is Trina Barnes, and I am manager for Spaland Mobile Spa. For Spaland Mobile Spa, I'm manager. Brandy actually reached out to me years ago with her vision. I've always supported her vision, her plan. I've always encouraged it. I just always called on her. She was the only person that I would let touch my body. as far as the massage, I just believed in her touch and in her coming and doing my massages and talking and just molding one another in our entrepreneur adventures. I hear some feedback somewhere. But we made that commitment that once she started this RV thing that I was going to come aboard with her, and we kind of kept it silent for a great, great while. No one really knew, and a lot of people are surprised that we come together because Brandy and I have known each other, 20, 30 years or so, and I've seen the growth. I've seen the highs. I've seen the lows. I've witnessed a lot of growth and development within her as a person, within her in her business, within her in her social friends, within her in her just everything. Brandy actually got the empowerment award, and that was just like, I was just like blowing it up, like, Brandy gets that, you know. She's actually a celebrity, you know, here in Michigan. She likes to say that she's, no, I'm not, but yes, she is. Brandy Ali, remember the name. She's a celebrity. I'm a true fan. I said it first on live radio. I said it. Everybody heard it. So, but yes, as her, the manager for Spyland, I had already love doing events and coordinating events. That was my entrepreneurship and my expertise. So with that, I had created Mothers of Michigan Gala, which is an event that I hold annually. And in that, incorporating the entertainment and all of that and all these grand ideas, the grand place, it was actually awesome, just an awesome experience. And planning the Mother's Day event, I look forward to Father's Day, and Brandy wants to do this every month, so I am coordinating, putting packages together to plan the event going forward to make sure that Spyland Mobile is going global. Spyland Mobile is that they're going to go global. But I hold a bachelor's of science degree in healthcare administration. I am an employee of the corporate America. I also am a former instructor, healthcare instructor, where I did teach at Everest, where Brandy graduated. I also am passionate about film, movies, writing. I am an author, almost finished with my second book to be published. And I'm just excited. I'm excited. I'm excited about Sherry. My favorite song, I want to say, to Sherry, was The Halo. I no longer have my mom. She passed away in 2018. I do the tribute for her in her memory. It is why I hold the gala. She pushed me to start the gala, and this year will be year number 5. And the gala is also a nonprofit corporation now. So, Crystal, call me. We'll talk. That is the way to go with the nonprofit and that. So I heard a lot. I'm grateful to know that I'm part of a team that are caring, they're sharing, very knowledgeable. And I mean, we're women. We're like working women, and we're getting along, and it's awesome. It's just awesome because typically that is hard to find, you know, where we're all women, we're all busy, we all have children, we're married, we got all these things going on, and we're able to come together and the smile. I have video, I have full footage of all the smiles and all the hugs and all the embraces, and I just can't wait to put the memories out. They're coming, they're loading. But that's me. I'm Trina Barnes. Not sure if I answered all the questions, but that's me. And Brandy, I'm so proud of you. Again, thank you for this opportunity to be live on the radio with such powerful people that are standing behind our culture, us as women, us as Black women, us as entrepreneurs. I'm very, very, very moved. I'm like moved by the whole, even the first song came on when the show started. That song touched me because I just left the funeral today, and that song like really got me together, you know. And I'm just thankful. I've been through it. I've cried all day. I have a headache, but I couldn't miss this. I couldn't miss this for anything. And this is just, it's happening, Brandy. I just want you to know all those conversations we have, all that we pray for, and all of that is happening right now. And I'm gonna hold my peace now because I can go. Let them know.
Well, and thank you so much, Trina Barnes. This is just awesome. You've touched me. You know, you all have. And you're all just an answer to prayer. And this is just a prime example of who we are and what we, the talents that we have and how we can be so creative in our work just by working together. I mean, I just think this is a phenomenal, the Spotland is just a phenomenal idea, you know, with all of you and your contributions and your talent and your gifts, and we're all going together. Can't wait. Thank you so very, very much. And we're going to go on. Unless, you know, if any of our co-hosts have any comments or questions of Ms. Barnes.
I'd like to jump in there right there. The synergy and the unity that has been presented today through this business spotland, it's definitely something that is worth mirroring in other cities and other states. Because the collective inspiration that you provide and bring to the table, that's the harmony where reality will demand confirmation when you're in business, especially relationships, what have you, but especially in business, when you're confirming one another's reality as to you having different individual lanes, bringing it together collectively is just absolutely inspirational. And I congratulate you all. You did a fantastic job of allowing a vision that one may have had, and there is always enough room at the table if everybody is respectful of each individual gift, because God gives us all so many gifts and so many talents, and yet we can't multiply them without the type of synergy that you young ladies have provided, you know, with either education there, the zest and zeal for entrepreneurship, the creativity of, you know, doing something out of the box. All of those things are so impactful. I have taught business to young people for many years, and entrepreneurship is one of the areas that is a God-given gift for you to explore the gift and expand the gifts and talents inside of you. I'm totally excited. I think you all did a wonderful job, and you're doing a fantastic job. I had a couple ideas as you were speaking. It's like, do you all travel with your RV? I know you do it locally, but like family reunions and things like that, and highlight parties and things like that, spa parties. So I just, you know, there's so
Brandy,
much
tell her about,
that could be done.
Tell her about the travel, the recent trip.
You were on to something because I already created that too as well. So I was thinking like...
Okay.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was going to create something where you travel, where like family reunions, birthdays, picnics, or even traveling out of the state. We would put together a group, a package, where it comes with the driver. So the driver would drive us wherever you want to go.
Well, that answers that. I appreciate that. That's amazing. I love it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh,
and
thank
do you have a website that we can go to for Spa Land? Is there a website? Or
yes, the website
for
is
the information?
SpaLandUSA.com.
Got it.
And it's also on the program. It's listed on the program as well. In our email.
Great. I know we've got a lot of listeners from different parts of the country that would definitely want to follow
yes.
and see if you're coming to a city yes. nearby them. So I'm real adamant about getting that website out there. That's your strongest form of communication, extending
right.
outside of your personal parameters there. So that's excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll repeat it again before we close out for tonight. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ms. Burns. Okay, so who do we have? Your last four digits on your phone is 8899. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joe Cooper. I am born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. I am a client of Crystal and soon to be client of Spa Land. I can't wait. I need to get a weekly massage. So I will be contacting Brandy. I'm just so excited to be a part of this platform. I also have a conversation platform called the Love Healing Room. Has been in existence for approximately 5 years now. It's a
called the Love Healing
supportive,
Room.
Yes, Love Healing
okay.
Room. It started
okay.
out as a just a conference call, a weekly conference call where people would share their stories. We all have situations in life that can be challenging, but if we provide a judgment-free space for people to talk about whatever's on their mind, whatever's on their heart, without feeling like they don't have any support, that what they're feeling doesn't matter, or just being able to express without inhibitions. So the Love Healing Room does that weekly on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have topics to try and drive the conversation. And the topics range anywhere from mothers, fathers, trauma, suicide, financial support, inspiring conversations to help really push people to find the healing that's within them. So I am joined by three beautiful, powerful African-American women, and we have diverse backgrounds, diverse perspective. And it's all just to, again, offer a platform for conversation, for life to be spoken with shared stories. That's my heart business. I also have a company that I'm launching to bring eco-friendly, eco-awareness to the Black community by way of essential products and long-term use products. We're introducing a line of biodegradable cutlery. You know, we use plasticware and paper plates like that's an everyday occurrence, but we don't understand the impact that it's having on our communities as well as the planet. So that company is called Infinite Eco, and I'm so excited because I've partnered with another powerful woman who is one of my partners in the Love Healing Room, and we are super excited to educate and really build in the city of Detroit, re-employ our brothers and sisters, and help them to understand the importance of entrepreneurship, the importance of supporting one another, the importance of caring about our environment, and the importance of just building community again. Currently, I work for one of the largest utilities in Michigan and in the Midwest, and working for this utility has caused me to see a lot of the disparity that is happening in communities, the hurt that's happening in communities, the forgotten people that are in need of so many things. So it's my mission to not just help Detroiters or help those in urban communities, but to really take the Love Healing Room, Infinite Eco, to the world and inspire and build and connect community. So that's just a little bit of what I do. And with that, it's phenomenal to hear and to just glean in others who are doing some phenomenal things. I'm just really grateful, Dr. Lee, for you to have this platform and to be a part of it. And I look forward to growing and contributing to this platform as much as I possibly can. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you, Ms. Cooper. Thank you so very much. Any comments from our co-host?
I don't have a comment, but I did have a question for Brandy.
Okay.
Brandy, what are some notable health benefits that clients seeking your services, your therapeutic services, could expect to get from the therapy you offer?
Great question. So with being a massage therapist, there's no before and after. So most people, you know, their circulation, their blood flow, they're tight, they're stressed, they're going through all type of stuff. And when they get their massage, they feel released because it's a release. You let go of whatever that you're holding on to, and you're not so tight. You're more relaxed. You're more loose. You feel more better than feeling tight and feeling like you got something stuck in your neck or more feeling better. And that's what everyone say. When I touch them, when I'm finished with them, they all say, oh, my God, I feel so much better. Thank you so much. I feel more loose. I'm not so tight anymore. I didn't know my legs hurt. I didn't know my shoulders were tight. I didn't know my arms hurt. So I teach people that self-care is important because now you know what hurt and what doesn't hurt.
Do you find that to be the case with most of your clients when it comes to them not knowing about muscular tension that they may have had or currently have before they get your services?
Yes, because I deal with a lot of people that never had a massage before in their life, and I deal with people that get massages often. So it's different type of people, and you just have to ask the person about their body. And my hands, by me being a massage therapist for so long, my hands is like a natural gift. I know, like, what's going on with the person's body just by with my hands, and my hands will just take me right there, and I just release it. Whatever is going on, I find the pressure point, I release it, and they feel much better. It definitely helps with mental health and depression. If you're depressed, if you're mentally health, it really helps, like, release you. It releases everything.
Anxiety as well, would you say?
It releases toxins, anxiety, mental health, circular. It's everything through the body. It's like a natural medicine. It's all natural. Natural healing.
Miss Brandy and to the team, I had a question. When, as the practitioner giving the massages, as the person that's applying to the body, how do you, or what do you do, or what does a person in this line of work do to keep your fingers from tensing up or from you going home sore at night from administering to so many other people? Are there things that you can do, or how do you get into a relaxed position so that you're not aching for 3 or 4 days after, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
So, yes, body mechanics is very important. That's what it's called. It's called body mechanics. So you have to know how to position your body so that way it does not hurt. And it's a routine with massage. So I don't use my hands all day. I use different body parts, like my forearm, my elbow, my knuckle, my palm. I use different parts so that way I'm not just focusing on just my hands, where my hands going to be hurting all day. And I also set a limit for myself. I make sure that I only do no more than 4 people a day. That's my limit. That's it. And as long as I stay with my limit, I stay with the routine and the body mechanic, I'm good, because that's like my workout.
Beautiful.
Michael?
Yeah, I just had one more question. I don't know much about the lymphatic system. I know, you know, when we talk about circulation, mostly we're talking about blood circulation, but would you be able to speak to that at all? I know it's important, the lymphatic system, but I don't know what, if any, role it plays in, you know, therapy.
So that is a major system in the body. And that is when a lot of females, they go get surgery and they need that. It's called, they need the lymphatic massage. And it drains. You see, like, little knots, little, like, bubbles in the skin where it's, like, really tight. And you just have to rub it out. It's like a knot that's, like, in there. And you just got to continue to keep rubbing it. And if you don't rub it, it'll form into a big knot, and it's very uncomfortable. And so you just want your body to be all smooth. So it's a certain direction that you go. You go downward with the lymphatic drainage. And sometimes it's a tube in there where it, when you drain it out, it goes into the tube where everything drains out.
Wow.
I know, right? You said it's pretty different, right?
Absolutely. I think that's pretty much all I had to ask, Dr. Lee. I don't know if anyone else has some questions they want to throw in before we close out the show.
Okay. We've got a few more.
I'm curious how profitable, if a young person wanted to, a young lady wanted to be mentored, and she was looking at, you know, the highest that she could go as a, what, esthetician or a person that does what you do, I don't know, what could her range of entrepreneurial skills take her to financially? What are the financial opportunities that a young person, male or female, and do you have more females than males in this line of work?
I do. I look for entrepreneurs like myself. I look for them, and I encourage them to work and be their own boss. So everyone that's on my team, we're pretty much all entrepreneurs. We do our own thing. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to create more jobs, encouraging other entrepreneurs as myself to become better, to become greater, and teach them as I'm encouraging them as well. Because I'm now grandfathered in. I've been a massage therapist for 15, 16 years now. So now I want to teach. So I am going to teach. And as I teach, I'm going to bring them on to my team, and we're going to just help each other and help others.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much. Thank you. I want to move to, we've got at least four more because we want to be sure that every woman, who incredible woman who joined us tonight, get an opportunity to say who you are. So 4805, you are live. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, this is Professor X.
Oh,
I'm
no.
just in I'm just interested in, like, you know, basically just holistic health and things like that. So I was very enlightened by the woman's, massage therapy practice. But I just had a question. I was wondering, as far as, like, for struggling, disadvantaged mothers, and for, black women who are pregnant and needing assistance, and for, battered women who need some safe place to go, are there any nonprofits in this region that caters to that, or those needs? Because those are important aspects of maintaining and maintaining the continuity of good mothering. I was wondering if there's any of that places that have those resources in this region, that have all of those resources at once made available as a nonprofit.
Thank
you. So it's a question.
Now that's for me or
Brandy?
Well, it's just for the floor because the subject was motherhood.
Anyone who might know in your community.
Is it open?
Anyone who might know. Yes.
I think that was to Dr. Lee. The question was to Dr. Lee, I think.
Is there any nonprofit organization?
Any resources in that vicinity where you're in the Detroit, Michigan area, any resources that would be available as nonprofit for low-income, women who may be in need of services?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be like mental health and other types, maybe housing or, needs that go along with
mental health, but more or less the services that mm-hmm. would help them if they were in a difficult position as expecting mothers or as mothers, in a difficult time. Because I remember I volunteered before.
Are you referring to financial needs or medical needs or massages?
And I know that, because my mother has been there for me, all the time, and I really appreciate and respect her. But, she struggled really hard when she was younger because she had me very young, and she didn't have a lot of resources, and it was difficult for her and me as a result. So, I personally volunteered, or there's a battered women's shelter that I volunteered before. I know it's over at Berry Grove. But I don't know of any places that are have parenting classes and resources for women who are pregnant, who are trying to give birth, and don't have the means to maintain. Because I had not too long ago, I was over at the bus station, the bus terminal, and there was a woman that was pregnant, and she had to go to the hospital because she had been drinking, and she was just all out I mean, she had used the bathroom on herself and everything, so we had to call an ambulance for her. And, you know, it made me think, you know, there should be a place where women can get services if they're in an emergency situation and they need help.
Okay. Yeah, I think I understand.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Randy?
Yeah, that is a great idea. I would love
to
be a part of something like that for sure. So that's where the nonprofit organization come in, because, of course, people like that, I'm sure, probably wouldn't have the money to afford that, and we would just come and we would just do the services for free. So that will be great if we can find, you know, people like that.
And I think that there is a phone number that is a nationwide number, and that number is 211, that anyone can call and describe their needs, you know, for any part of the country and anything that would be available in any part of the country. You can, that is a resource. They would provide you with resources that are local. That number is 211 for any part of the country. So we want 4876. You're a part of the Fallen. Tell us who you are and your role.
Yes, hi. Thank you so. Yep. Thank you so much. This is Tiffany Cartwright. I'm the founder and CEO of Amara Products. We are, excuse me, a certified minority-owned, certified woman-owned company specializing in natural skincare products. And I wanted to chime into the person who was just speaking, because I have launched a skincare line, and thanks be to God, doors have opened, and so it is launching in major big-box retail stores. And the greatest part of that is that what I'm looking to do is I'm opening a manufacturing facility right in the heart of the city of Detroit to hire women just like we just spoke of, who have either been incarcerated, who have been victims of human trafficking, who have been victimized by domestic violence. In fact, the gentleman who spoke earlier, as he was speaking, I said, man, you are reading my business plan. I mean, that's exactly what I'm looking to do here in the city of Detroit, so that we can provide those services. And I've started the nonprofit already that goes with my business. It's called Help a Sister Out. And, again, it is designed to help women. And not only do we want to give them a fish meeting, create jobs for them, but we want to also, I want to teach them how to become entrepreneurs, how to start their own businesses so that they can create legacies for their own families as well, and so they can be those moms that God has called them to be. And so that is really, when we talk about entrepreneurship, you know, it's not just buy. It has to be about the why. And because that why, and that's why I today has really blessed me also. Thank you so much. Thank you, Crystal, for the invitation, and to Dr. Lee and to everyone. This is an amazing platform, and it's so great to come together. But I've been truly, truly inspired and motivated, and I'm thankful for the confirmation that the track that we're on, the things that we're trying to go for, that it is so needed, and it's needed right now, and I believe that it's for such a time as this. And so that being said, to the person also who had the question, feel free to reach out. I don't know if you can – I mean, I'm happy to share my contact information. But if there are women that need to be referred, I would love to support them. I would love to help them out. Additionally, I have partnered with nonprofit organizations right here in the Detroit community, and I'd be happy to refer the person to some of those agencies as well that are now supporting and in some cases housing and providing shelter for the women who, again – who are having issues. Maybe they are teens who are expecting, maybe they've been in abusive relationships or situations. Some of them have been trafficked on the streets, and so there are resources available. And as I said, I'm partnering with them so that I can bring them into the workforce and teach them the drop training skills that they need so that they can turn their lives around.
That's awesome. Yeah, go ahead and share your contact information.
Sure, that's fine. And it's Tiffany Cartwright. My company's called Amara Products. And my number is 248-291-4876.
Okay, can you repeat the name of the business again and your phone number?
Yes, it's called Amara Products. That's my company. And my number is 248-291-4876.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. We're so happy to have you. We appreciate you. Anyone has any comments or questions of Ms. Cartwright?
Yes, I think that is so amazing what you're doing, Ms. Cartwright. I've been watching you for a while, and Crystal, she's been telling me that you are her mentor, and she's been raving all about you. And I told her, I said, tell her about it. Tell her to come on tonight. We need all the powerful women, and that's amazing, super amazing. Keep going.
Oh, amen. Thank you so much. To God be all the glory. And also for those who are aspiring entrepreneurs, I do want to let everyone know about Global Empowerment, because there's an organization right in the city of Detroit that is raising and encouraging and teaching people in the community how to become entrepreneurs. And it's not, you know, for the purpose of houses and yachts and cars, but we're learning how to be business owners for the purpose of bringing much needed change in our community. Here in Detroit, we lead the nation when it comes to poverty, unemployment, incarceration, recidivism, as well as human trafficking. We're second only to Vegas, and this is here right in our city in Detroit. And so because of that, Global Empowerment has been founded so that we can learn how to become business owners and so that we can become job creators. You know, when we talk about dropping the crime rate, when we talk about helping women who have been incarcerated, we have to have a plan. There has to be something that we can offer them so that once they are released, we have to be those job creators that are going to help them turn their lives around. When they go, I'm an administrative law judge right now. I work as a judge, and I do unemployment hearings, and I can tell you firsthand, when people come out and they get out of the system and they try to get back on their feet, most employers are not going to give them a chance. If they've been incarcerated, they're going to toss that application right into the trash. And so that's where we as business owners have to be able to step up and extend those opportunities and afford people those opportunities that no one else will give them. And that, to me, this is what the purpose of entrepreneurship is, and this is why it's so important that we grow our businesses and grow big businesses so that we can empower others and we can bring the change that's needed, not only in our city but in cities. Impoverished cities that are underprivileged, we have to be the change that's needed. It's up to us to do it. And so for those who are in the Detroit area, you're all welcome to come out to Global Empowerment. If you don't have a business and you don't know how to get started, come to Global Empowerment every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. There's a free class that's going to walk you step by step on how to start your own LLC. I mean, step by step. You don't have to have any degrees behind your name. You don't have to have any education level. You don't have to have had any business experience, none of that. All you have to do is have a heart to serve others and a desire to start a business and be ready to roll up your sleeves and work hard. There's a free Q&A every Saturday at 11:30 where our mentor, which is my brother, Art Cartwright, he's the founder. He answers everybody's questions related to business. They're going to walk you through your Dun & Bradstreet number, your tax ID number. You're going to learn how to get products in the big box retail stores, how to talk to buyers, how to get your pitch deck together. All this information is being provided for free. And knowledge is power. So I just want to encourage those who are listening, please let other people know. There's so many people that tell me all the time, how did you do it? How did you get into Walmart? How are you getting into these big box retail stores? How are you getting your products on store shelves? Everything I learned at Global Empowerment. So I just want to extend that opportunity to others so that you too can come and grow your business and then learn how to help others do the same.
I love it.
That's what we're here about. Thank you so much. Can you
announce that site one more time? Because you said it a little fast.
Yes, Global Empowerment. Mm-hmm. It's globalempowerment.net. Global, GlobalEmpowerment.net.
Excellent.
Thank you for joining us.
And the founder's name is Art Cartwright.
Tiffany Cartwright.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is exactly what it's all about. This is what it's about. Okay. 9405. Tell us who you are and what you do. 9405.
Oh, this is Crystal again.
Hi, Crystal.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but
I just wanted to say
thank you so much, Tiffany, for coming on. Global Empowerment has been wonderful. It is a free program. They are the reason that my products are in store. Tiffany took me on as a mentor, and this is what they teach people for free. It took me a while, but it just taught me so many things. I grew into this entrepreneurship by going to that place, and it's free, and it's in Michigan, and I think a lot of people need to know about it. I really do.
And I think we need to duplicate it in other states as well, and we will.
Yes.
We will.
Yes.
We're going to duplicate all of you in other states, okay? We're building this 400 black women. Thank you so much, Crystal. Thank you for inviting me, Ms. Tiffany. Okay, 5068, tell us who you are. I understand that you're a model.
Hi, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Diamond Marie. I am a model and actress. I am also most passionate about being a founder of the SMOB, which stands for Single Mom of Boys, where Brandy of Spaland is also a member. I've known Brandy over 20 years. My group, Single Mom of Boys, started last year, and it has grown tremendously. I just recently started Single Moms United last month because it kind of just grew and some people kind of felt a certain way that they wanted to be in on it. I felt that I was a single mom of a boy, so that was my specific challenge. So I felt like that was something I wanted to do. But when I looked around, I was in so many different environments where I was just around strong single moms, whether they had daughters or sons. And I just felt like we needed a networking group where we would come together and empower and worship and praise God, because I give him all the honor and glory for everything that has happened in my life, all of the abundant blessings that he's brought my way. I just wanted to pour into my single moms, because it's definitely a really hard challenge to be a single mom these days. And so Brandy has been a part of that. But like I said, I've known her over 20 years. I was her guinea pig when she was in training for massage therapy. I was always stressed, so she used to always help me out and make me feel better. I used to always tell her, your hands are amazing. I appreciate you. You are amazing. You need to continue to go and go far with this. So I've been around all this time to see her growth, to see her passion turn into her business, and it is amazing. I've seen her love for her grandmother, where it originated, how she took so much good care of her, how she was everything to her. That was like her baby, her taking care of her grandmother. I know when she passed, it was a very hard time for her, but I tried to keep her encouraged because I was her spiritual friend. I was there when she got baptized. She was the one, I was the one that attended church with her on a regular basis. She came to my grandmother's or grandparents' house weekly, who gave me my faith base. And so I brought her in to that as well. So we have a spiritual foundation as well as just a great supporting friendship. So she's been part of my single moms group, and I've just seen her just grow as a woman, as a mother, and as a business entrepreneur, and I am so proud of her. I am so happy to be here. I am her model. I told her I would be her model from day one when she started, and just to see how she has just grown, and to see where Spaland is now, and to be on this platform with you amazing people, it is so awesome to see, to just to be a part of it. I'm not feeling well today, but I wanted to get on here to just give her praise, to uplift her, because that, like I said, is what my group is all about. I am trying to do a 501c3 myself. I would like to have a nonprofit. So I love what I heard about global empowerment. Tiffany Cartwright, you sound amazing. I definitely want to link up with you. I am originally from Detroit. I am now in Atlanta, getting ready to move to L.A., at the end of the month. But I just wanted to just say that everything that Brandy has spoke about in her life, it has come true. We have always talked about Habakkuk 2:2 in the Bible, where it says, write it down, make it plain, and though it may tarry, you just wait for it. It surely will come. And to see it come and to come to life as amazing as it has, I am just overwhelmed with enthusiasm to see this and where it's going. I am to see her faith and how far it has brought her through so many things, as well as myself. I know her grandmother is so proud of her. I have had 4 accidents in a 10-year span, so I have needed her more than ever. And she has helped me to regain back my skull wellness. I was down on, I was on a cane, 2 braces, neck braces, back braces. And so, you know, with me being a model, actress, dancer, singer, I was not able to do anything that I love to do, workout. And so she definitely helped me to get back into the swing of things, to get back out here front and center. And I'm so happy to be the face for Spaland. She has just been just an amazing friend, amazing woman, just to watch her to grow. So I'm so glad that you gave her this opportunity to share her business and her healing hands and all of her amazing team with you guys, because I know that it is going to bless so many more people, because she has the heart to give as well as I do. And I know that when you have that heart to give and your heart is in the right place, God is going to open doors that no one else can close. So I thank you for this opportunity being here. Thank you for allowing her this platform to just showcase her amazing talent and her amazing vision. And again, thank you so much for just opening up this door for her to just continue to just bless many more people. I know she said that she started out wanting to really give back to seniors, and that is just amazing in itself, just to take care of our people who have been taking care of so many generations prior to us, and for us, her to give back to them and make sure that they are well taken care of, free of charge, whether it's through insurance or, but it's not out of their own pocket. That's an amazing thing to see. So I am just so happy to see where this is going, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
Amen. Dr. Lee.
Thank you.
Dr. Lee, and to the team and to the young lady that was just speaking, that was so powerful. I have 5 sons. Like, Nick Cannon is my oldest son. I have 5 boys. I understand what a mother goes through in raising sons. But ladies and gentlemen, I wrote a book called Help My Son Has Lost His Mind. What does a parent go through or deal with when your child gets to 13, 14, 15 years old and start looking at peer pressure, trusting their knucklehead friends over their parents? You have to say he must have lost his mind. But this book is about love and passion. You can get it on Amazon. I know this is a shameless plug, but it's a plug nevertheless, because I think it's a great book. Every mother that's raising sons need to read the book. Moses' mother made a decision. She said, not my child. My child's not going to be killed. He's not going to be thrown in the river. I'm going to do some things totally different than everybody else to make sure my son stays alive. And so in that book, that's the premise, Help My Son Has Lost His Mind by James Cannon. You can get it on Amazon. It's a powerful book, simple book, only about 80 pages, but it's powerful in its scope. And so I just wanted to throw that in real quickly. But anything I could do in working along with that organization and working with those young men, I definitely want to be a part of that. I appreciate y'all tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Cannon. Okay. And I do appreciate all of everyone who joined us. I think we had more than 10, but that is fine. We're looking for each one of you to bring 10 more. And I have no doubt that in the city of Detroit or in that community, we're going to have more than 400 incredible women. And trust me, all of you, it will pay off, because we are working diligently, and we're going to raise they're going to raise minimum of $1 billion at some point to go to help our entrepreneurs, our incredible women, and your colleague and your associate businesses, you know, in the area and throughout the country. We're on a mission, and so this isn't just about talking, but it's about doing. It's about taking action. So we're going to come back to our guest, Brandy, and, you know, feel free to we're going to wrap it up now. We're in that time of the evening. So if you come back, your final thoughts, anything else you'd like to say or add, just feel free to. And, again, we appreciate you all. We appreciate you so very much. You brought some great information. This information, we will compile it, and it will be available to our listeners. It will be available.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes. I just want to reflect on when I first met you, Dr. Mary. I first met you at a networking event at Cobo Hall. It was empowerment. It was empowerment for women. Empowerment women. And this was my first networking event, my first time getting out here and networking with people about my business, and I met you. And you were very classy, very elegant. You had your business card. You told me, hey, you know, I can help you with your business. That's what I do. I help young people like yourself with your business. And you've been with me day one, and this was over 4 years ago. And you saw my vision from the beginning when I first started to now. Now you see where I'm going. I worked hard. I never gave up. And I had the faith, and I believed in myself and invested, and here I am. And I just want to say thank you for inviting me tonight on this panel with these powerful people. I am very honored, and I just want to thank you again so much.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm here and will always be. So we're here to help each other. I'm so happy for your vision because, we watched it together, happen. And God is good. And if this could be just a learning moment for everyone out here listening, don't give up. You know, hold on to your ideas, your visions, and your passion, because it's real. God will send someone to see you through that. God will send someone. Brandy, would you give provide your contact information, your website?
Yes. You can contact spalandusa.com, spalandusa.com. Or you can give me a call at 313-320-1534. Again, that's 313-320-1534.
And this service is going nationwide to special events and other spas and you know, retreats where it's happening. And just imagine a spa with entertainment and all of these services. It's just great. I'd like to thank our co-hosts and give each one of you an opportunity to just give your final thoughts and comments for tonight. And it doesn't matter who jumps in here first. I think I want Dr. Tatum. Where's Dr. Tatum? I haven't heard you for a while. Dr. Tatum,
how you doing there?
What's up with you?
I was very intrigued listening to Mr. Brandy. I was really inspired. I managed a young lady from America. I don't know if you remember back in the day when Puffy had making a band, they had a young lady named Mysterious. She came from Detroit, and her name is Kimberly Burt. And her mom had 11 kids, and she gave her and her sister for adoption, and she was raped at 8 years old. She had a baby at 13. She went through a lot of horrific stuff, but she was on making a band with Puffy. She was the one that went ballistic. So she's from Detroit. I had a chance to manage her. In 2010, she went to prison for almost killing her baby. And she got out, and I've been keeping in touch with. So I got relatives in Detroit. So to come out of Detroit and do something incredible and to make something of yourself with God's help, my hat is off to you, and may God bless you.
Thank you so much.
This is Annetta. I'll jump right in. This was a very, very, very amazing, inspirational, and brilliant set of guests tonight. I am totally blessed by the energy, the intellect, and how you all present yourselves and your businesses. And I know that you'll continually be blessed to go as far as you can imagine and beyond. So I just want to say thank you for sharing in such a very positive and powerful way. And God bless you all, and we look forward to hearing more about where you're going and what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michael?
Yeah, definitely. This conversation has certainly been informative for me. Firstly, I want to thank our guests for joining us tonight and being willing to come on and share their experience and for making themselves accessible to our listening audience so they could participate in the conversation as well. I also want to thank the other fellow co-host and Dr. Lee for putting this whole thing together and enabling us to have these kind of dialogues. And I look forward to and hope for more like it in the future.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you. Dr. Cannon, I think you're the last.
Absolutely. Ladies, outstanding show. I simply want to say I appreciate all of you. This is what this is all about from the top to the bottom. When we talk about 400 years of powerful mothers and 400 years of powerful women, you know, that's what really becomes valuable right now, ladies and gentlemen, when we're willing to slow down and recognize and give praise and kind of share and grow together. 400 years of entrepreneurship. That's what this show has been all about with Dr. Mary Lee, and it's been powerful. And all of you ladies that have not done a show with Dr. Lee, we want to empower you so that you can do your own show. If you want to finish out the month and you do a show, 400 years of Mama, and you bring your ladies on to your show, get in contact with Dr. Lee, and we will help facilitate that. If you want to write a book with Amazon, we want to help you write that book, 400 Years of Greatness, because we don't want to overlook anyone. The Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers, because some have entertained angels unaware. And I think angels are those people that know what to do, willing to do it, and willing to do it even with no charge. They come from God, y'all. So God's going to bring angels into your life, ladies, to help you get done what you need to get done so that you can shine the way you need to shine. Dr. Lee, I appreciate you tonight for the show. Miss Annetta, I appreciate you. Michael, Dr. Tatum, appreciate this team. But 400 years of mothers, y'all. We only get one. We only get one, and we really want to have a heart, you know, as we deal with people. You think about as you go out and deal with people every day, and if you deal with people from the attitude as if that person's mother has just passed away, then it might make you deal with them a little bit kinder, a little bit more sensitive. You change the paradigm, if you will. If you go out in life sensitive to people as if their parents or mother have just passed away, how would you deal with them? Outstanding show tonight. Appreciate it, Dr. Lee.
Thank you all so very much. I appreciate you all. And until next week, I'm asking everyone to stay safe and watch your announcements for our shows. And this time next week, we'll be back. But before I go, I'd like to just read a poem in honor of my mother, a poem I wrote for Mother's Day. And this was 2016. It's called Mama is Resting in Paradise. Loving My Mom on Mother's Day, 2016. Mama, oh my, where do I begin? You gave me so much life. This piece here could never end. Your love is so mighty. Today I still stand tall. I will not bend in response to hate. Your love I relentlessly send. Mama, mother of mothers, love you wore. When all seemed hopeless, you gave me even more. So kindly, caringly, faithfully, my heavy burdens you bore. My heart, your love sealed from every sore. Mama, for me you live. I was your life. For me you strive. You and me, and I and you, as one. Our souls thrive. As your faith believed, I was never deprived. Mama, you said never give up, because all things will end. Torn hearts, broken vases, withering roses can all mend, as infinite love lives within. Mama, you see, I will see you again. Again, again, we will say, remember when? I love you, Mama. God bless you all. Till next week, Dr. Mary Lee Live.
This is dedicated to all the mothers who have lost sons and daughters in tragedy. I'm here to let you know that God has not forgotten you, Mama. He feels your pain. So keep your head up. A mother cheers.
Get off the muscle. Kinda hard to get paper when a hater tryna bust you. Either that or the police tryna cuff you. My fear when I was young, listen some in the streets don't love you. I said I know, cause they don't love nobody. And I hope God watch me, just in case they try to kill or rob me. But I told her, look, don't worry though, cause either way my story wrote. So if they cut my story short, then it was just my time
to go. All this left is lots of memories, but no more hugs and kisses. To retrieve.
Yeah, and here's the reason. We got those fathers leaving, kids killed cause it's grinding season. No time for cheesing, and the hood raised dug like it's mining season. All time is needed, tears running like her mind is bleeding. What about those mouths feeding? They got those triggers painted. You can't be a young black man with a hoodie and Skittles and get backed into a corner, and the reason is cause those things is beaming.
Y'all ripped and taken out of your arms. Every day feels like a struggle losing your best friend. But in the end, there's a new beginning and it's waiting to begin. Gotta get your life on track and focus on the positives. Keep your head on, mama, gotta raise all the other kids. And them kids are gonna be thankful in a couple of years when they appreciate the significance of a mother's
My heart goes out to all these mothers who still shedding tears. If I had the power, I would surely wipe the tears off your face. They're not enough words that I can express to help a mother with a broken heart feel at rest. I just hope to ease your pain that you're feeling inside, because I know many nights you work hard to try to stay strong even though your loved one is gone. But I hope you understand that you're in a better home, a mother's tears.
Mother's tears.